Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because there's a certain level, too, of like, I've been on a plane that diverted and landed because somebody got sick and then started, like, I guess just puking everywhere.
Okay.
In their seat because they were like, we got to land. This is a hazardous waste problem now.
Yeah, if it's in the seat, it gets bad. Actually, one of the last flights we were on, it only took about 5 minutes for them to fix, but we're now cruising altitude. Everyone's pretty chill. Some people are asleep. I'm awake. I see the pilot pops out of the cockpit, goes into the bathroom, walks out of the bathroom, and then you'd see him from the back trying to jiggle the cockpit door open.
Oh, get the freaking thing open.
Come on! Okay. I'm just going to keep my eye on this man because, like, at some point, we're going to need his ass in there. I'm sure there's a co-pilot. Yeah. I don't know this for a fact because it's not like I really paid attention when I got on the plane, but he's trying to be quiet about it. But you see him whispering to the flight attendants. They're kind of shrugging like, man. Then the one flight attendant walks briskly up the aisle, does whatever she does in back. They eventually got his ass in there. But the whole time, and then you realize there's a couple other people spying us with me. So we're kind of smiling like,
this is happening?
Funny. But on the other hand, at some point we got to land this bitch. And I would much rather him be in the cockpit. And how did he lock himself out?
Oh, look. It might just be a sticky door.
It might be. I don't know. I think something did go wrong. I don't think he was
incompetent. If he's got a co-pilot up there, like, put that thing in autopilot and just,
well, that's what we were saying.
Spark the guy's damn thing open.
Maybe the co-pilot's just messing with him.
But we're thinking maybe the co-pilot can't get it open either. That was my thought.
I'm trapped.
We're at an impasse, bro.
So when I flew back from Houston this last trip, all right, basically, it was a half-empty flight. And I had some extra points. I'm like, you know what? I can upgrade to business class. I'm going to do this. I'm in the first seat in business class on the aisle.
Okay.
Perfect. Yep. Except for the douche had to sit beside.
Wow.
Oh, now this guy from your story.
No kidding.
Yeah, like, there was a woman, he was sitting beside her husband. And she basically said, hey, would it be okay if we switch seats?
Sure.
That way I can sit with my husband. He's like, absolutely not. And I'm like,
hey. Was she also in business class?
Yeah, we're all right there.
I'm just saying, there's no win or lose here.
I'll tell you what. I'll get up. I'll move. I'm going to take the aisle now.
There you go.
But I'm going to sit there next to this douchebag now for the rest of the flight just so she could sit by her husband, which I thought was the right move.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the woman who's taking care of first class and business class is every bit of 4'5".
All right.
I mean, she's smiley. I mean, just watching her do, you know, the whole emergency thing was comical to me. I don't know why. It was like this little kid is teaching me how to survive an airplane crash.
Yeah.
She was smiling. She was cute as hell. She was just very, very, very just petite.
Yeah.
Very small girl, right? At one point in time during the flight, we're like 2.5 hours in. Okay, I guess one of the pilots had to use the bathroom. Now what they do is they take like the food and beverage cart, okay, and they kind of jam that.
They kind of make a little barrier.
They make a barrier, right? And so she's standing there, right? She's got her hands like this, and this is all you see.
You just see this. you see this much of a person.
Oh, no.
You know, the average crowd like this. Yeah. Like, go ahead. Try to F with me. Try to get past me if you want to take this cockpit over.
I'm just laughing like, what are you going to do?
Right.
Like, what are you going to do? I realize the pilot's
going to... Surprise!
Funny to use the bathroom. Bam! You can't even see over this damn car.
God.
How are you going to protect anybody? Our question now.
Did you ask her?
No.
What are you
going
to do?
It was so cute.
What are you going to do?
It was cute's the only way that I could describe it. I was just like, you just walk up there and go, all right, God damn it. I don't want to rush cockpit.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, whether it was good or not, what did you witness? You'll never forget. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, thank you, man.
Welcome to the show, man.
All right. So when I was probably a sophomore in college, up at Harvard on the Hill, Skagit Valley College, up in Mount Vernon.
Yes, Harvard on the Hill.
Harvard on the Hill.
Yeah.
My car was in the shop, so I had to take the bus, the shame train. And I was sitting at the bus stop, just kind of minding my own business, head down. I was reading a book, and I can hear the buses are coming in. On the buses, they're coming in. And I hear a bus, and it sounds like it's coming in kind of fast. Like, it's... And just as I look up, this dude steps off the curb right in front of the bus.
Oh!
And did he make it?
I'm pretty sure he didn't die. He wasn't like blood and guts all over the place. But the sound I will never forget.
Oh, trust me, Steve and I have heard it.
Yeah, it's a very definitive sound.
This was probably 25 years ago.
Ours was about 4 or 5.
How far did the bus knock this guy?
Probably like 6 feet. Like there was the sound of the bus hitting him and then him hitting the ground.
Ugh.
And he was like delayed, like mentally disabled, Down syndrome, something like that. So he didn't have a full deck of cards to begin with, but...
Well, the guy that we saw get hit, he probably went about the same distance. Probably went about 6 feet.
Yeah.
It's right, though. It's just that thud. Because even with a bike rack up front, it just sounded like he went smack right into the... Like, just right in the front of the bus.
It's hard to explain, but somehow you know the sound of a human being hit by something bigger than them. But I'd never heard the sound before, but I'm like, yep, that is the sound of a human, well, getting hit by a bus. Mm-hmm.
And he popped right up.
Because he was high.
And then he kind of sat down on the curb for a minute.
Yeah.
And then people came over to try to assist him. I don't want to say the EMT came.
They did.
And he just like, no,
I don't want
to. I'm fine.
Then, yeah. And then when he left, he still jaywalked diagonal across two lanes of traffic.
He learned nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you literally just got hit by a bus, and your next freaking move is to jaywalk anyway.
Like, it was like the woman that was coming down to like the 7-Eleven on 3rd the other day. Just diagonal, just yelling at people, just screaming, but shuffling her feet, man.
Against traffic, by
against
the way.
Traffic.
And she's not moving fast.
She was going
to... We were like, how are you alive? Mm-hmm. How in the hell are you alive?
It is amazing. It's amazing more people don't get hit by cars downtown. I'm sure they don't. Look, unless you die, they're not going to put you in the news.
No.
So I'm sure people get picked off all the time, especially on 5th, especially on 5th where the monorail is. Because with those pillars, people play chicken.
Oh, people walk down the pillars. Yeah.
Well, they play chicken, they're like ducking down behind a pillar, and all of a sudden they pop out, and you're just like, oh my God, you're going to die.
Well, that sometimes you don't know what people have on them. It's like there was a guy when I was in Capitol Hill, I was about to honk the horn, and then he just smashed a bottle in front of me, and I was like, yeah, take your time, jaywalking.
That's not worth it.
You know what? Yeah. You go ahead.
Right? So I was like, thank God he didn't chuck that at my windshield.
Oh, I've had people throw stuff in my car for absolutely no reason.
Wait, yeah. What?
I don't know. I don't know what this guy threw, but he hit
Did
my
they
car.
Know you? That would explain.
No. He was just doing this thing on the corner. I had a green light. I'm coming. I could just see him rear back, and I'm like, what the? And he hit my front fender. I don't know what he hit it with. I just heard thump. I'm just like, dude, what in the? Whether it was good or not, what did you witness that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, I don't know what's worse, right? Because you don't want your car to get messed up either.
Right.
But I've definitely been in stores where, like, the guy in front of you is clearly stealing, trying to do some scam something. Right. You just, like, move along. You know, it's like, what are you going to do about it? It's like, well, not going to fight you, but, like, just come on, move.
I know. Yep. What are you going to do about it?
It's like, crap. Well, see, man, now you call my bluff.
Thumb wrestling.
Well, it's like, look, you're a 60-year-old homeless guy. You. Like, I could punch you.
But then I look bad.
Right. It's not going to look great here in the store.
Yeah.
Right. So just like, all right, tough guy, calm down.
You've got me in an optics checkmate here.
Right. You smell like urine. Like, I'm pretty sure I could just push you over and you would break.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? And then he's just like, I don't know why they keep harassing me. It's like.
Yes, you do. You
don't have money, and you think for some reason, because you keep rescanning it, like the security guard's just going to go, take it.
Yeah, right.
I know a guy.
It's obviously not working.
I know a guy.
You're not in here to steal, P-Man.
P-Man. I see him everyone once or twice a week, but he's always underneath one of those blankets that look like foam pieces.
Yeah.
Like different color foam pieces.
All right.
So he sees me. It's like, hey, man. He's like, can you give me a coffee? And I was like, yeah, I'll get you coffee. So I go in and get him a coffee, and I bring him back. And he unlifts that foam blanket, though.
Oh, no.
And just the quaff that hit me was just hot urine. So I had his coffee like, hot urine.
I wanted it iced, dude. What is this, decaf?
Actually, thank God she knew exactly what he would get. I got it taken care of. So
what did he get?
He gets a black coffee with extra sugar.
Okay. I'm just going to
a black coffee with extra sugar.
What does he drink?
She knows his order.
What does he get?
Yes. I was trying to help him because I know he just lost another toe the other day. Actually, he lost two.
Does he have diabetes?
No, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
He just lost the toe.
She told me he lost two.
This is getting sad.
I don't know. It's terrible.
Maybe he should ease up on all this extra sugar.
Paying himself, missing toes.
Whether it was good or not, what did you witness that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.